Beloved Master, still very touched by your words, I write again about an acknowledgement of who truly brought me to you. My wife has been guiding me in this path patiently day after day. True loving and numerous imitations to come. I remember some of them. Let's go together to the retreat. You have to start meditating more often again. I never see you reading the Osho books I gave you hundreds of times. Have you listened to that satsang I sent to you? It's just amazing. You are not listening to me, are you? Are you deaf or something? I told you that dozens of times. You have to listen. Well, one day I remember something my father told me when my mother said he couldn't hear. He told me that he didn't know if she was yelling at him because he was deaf or if he was deaf because she was yelling at him. That is the old story. It's either way. But the art for an intelligent person is to change everything into the positive. I told you, it was one of the few enlightened persons in the Western world, Socrates. They say he got enlightened because his wife was so bitchy. And then first thing is, why be with a wife who is so bitchy and so naughty, always yelling, always complaining? But then different societies, different countries, different religions, it's very difficult to get out of it if you are first in it. If you're first in the shit, you are in the shit. Okay, so all Socrates, he must have accepted that. So he went deeper than the shit, no? And then he got many disciples and they asked him, how come you are still with your wife? You're a beautiful master, you're teaching us the truth. And then you are together with that bitch. And he said, don't say anything bad about my wife. Just because of she is the one she is, I had to escape. And I went in. That was the only place. So slowly, slowly I learned just to come back to myself, going deeper, beyond any bitching or whatever was happening on the outside. And that's how I found myself. So thanks to my wife, I got self-realized. It's just to turn the negative into the positive. But I don't recommend that anymore because now we are more lucky, you know? Anyway, I decided to go to a doctor who diagnosed a good percentage of hearing loss in me. So that was it. I confess that many times I really didn't want to listen. Yes, I did that, but in other times I simply couldn't listen. Now I use new and modern listening devices which allow me to hear very well. I hope that it will also help making my soul hear more easily. The luminous luminous messages that try to pass through the dense layers of ignorance in which I live. That is why, beloved, I go on feeling grateful, so grateful to you and to existence, and also to the one who is my companion and wife. Blessings and light over us, Dhyan Mudra. I know that people are dense, and that's why I just go on. That's what the Buddha is saying. Just bear with us. Slowly, slowly, maybe you get touched. You start understanding, you start seeing. The truth is not something new, it just has to be repeated in so many ways. The same thing. Buddha was known to repeat everything 3 times. They asked why? Just because of that, you are so dense. If you don't get the first time, maybe the second time, maybe the third time. And not only that, but many times the same thing, day in, day out. And how was it in those days? And they said he had thousands of disciples and followers. But who could hear him? Can you imagine sitting in a nice lawn in the forest, a clearing, thousands of people? And then maybe the 10 people around him heard. There was no speakers, no microphones. So 10 meters away, you didn't hear anything. How could he get through then? It's not easy, they have to repeat. But Dhyan Mudra, no, it seems like it is going through the denseness. And you know, I've been waiting for that, patiently. Beloved Master, Osho says that there is no God other than existence, and there is no heaven other than one's own self. I humbly ask you to accept me as your disciple. Please reconnect me. Guide me to the silent depth of my being, back home, at your feet, Swami Dhyan Mudra. There has to be a longing, an understanding, a wanting to come back home, no? And when that is ignited, and the possibility is there, then a whole new life can start, no? Before you were only like a driftwood, no direction, no? Now you get a direction, back home. Osho said there is no God other than existence, because all existence is God, including you. It's only God. Love is all there is. There is no heaven other than one's own self. One's own self is only heaven because it's God. It's existence. It's all the one. At the center, in the essence, is all the same. On the surface is many. So now, Mudra, is the last day. I managed to get you to Thailand. Now I'm happy, and you know you are happy, that also I will send you back a different man. It's a new beginning. And if it's something I like, it's a happy family. Come here. closer.
Oops.
Perhaps I got it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Close your eyes. Just go into that space where it's silence. Going home, deep inside. When you are there, you don't miss anything. And when you are not there, you miss everything. Become friends with that space. That is listening to the Master. Come back. Relax. Just like that. Now it's time to just relax now. It's nothing to do, nothing to seek. Just come home, relax. And this is definitely a good beginning. Your new name will be Dhyanesh. It means one who is in meditation, who is in himself, who is at home. Who just allowing himself to be himself. An insider, not an outsider. In tune with existence, in tune with himself. There is no separation. All separations is on the outside. In the heart of hearts, there is no separation. It's okay, you just take it. It's good. Oh, yeah. We've been uptight so long. When peace is coming, when relaxation is coming, when coming home is happening. You have to embrace it. You should embrace it every time it knocks on the door, wherever you are. Even in the middle of the shopping mall, just find a place, sit down, close your eyes, and relax.
Shari Mahiri Yo Yo Naha.
That's how understanding surrender looks like, no? Let go. That can never happen out of a personal will. Then always fighting, always resisting, always being tight. No, this is the opposite. When you let go, then everything is just as it should be. Then you're happy. That's the happiness is a sign that you are following the truth, no? You're coming back home. Dear beloved Master, I wish to thank you for the feedback I received last retreat in Brazil. It changed my energy and sent me out on a new wave, a wave more in flow with life. Little stupid me is slowly starting to give up. And how does it feel, Nandika, when you give up? Then it feels like this. This is what I'm showing you again and again. But your little stupid you is always in the way. Start accepting things as they are. All signs I receive makes me trust you more and more. You don't know anything about trust. I teach you trust. That's what I'm trying to teach you. When you come, you have no idea about what trust is, what love is, what surrender is, what bliss is. No idea. You are here to learn that, no? And if you are not open, how can you get it? This is the paradox with that little stupid you and the whole. Who are you going to listen to, no? More and more, everything in me starts gathering at the center of my body, steady, alert, receptive. It to receive you, receive your next touch of guidance. It is always there. Just be open and you will realize it's always there. It's not something that comes and goes. Always. Only thing is that the little stupid you goes on different trips away from that trust. That's what you have to be aware of, no? In gratitude for all the lovely ingredients you are providing, and thank you for the magical sunset walks topping every day like a delicious dessert. I love you. Thank you. I love you very much, Nandika. Yes. You know, my dear Nandika, that dessert, I wanted to give you that dessert sunset walk every day because I have so much sweet desserts now. And then I enjoyed so much, which I always, my whole life, I enjoy so much that magic hour in the sunset. Wherever I am, I just love to be outside and see the day goes into night now. It's so magical. And it's very easy to miss. It's very easy to miss like everything else. Then I had to change the satsang because I wanted you to go on that magical sunset walk. So I'm very happy that many of you really enjoyed it. And this is a totally different environment here. And you can learn a lot just watching and feeling and sensing and listening and looking at what is, how the energy is around you. And here, the Thai people, they are still like village people. You don't need to go far. And they are very simple. They definitely doesn't go around with the headphones all day. And they don't look at the TV till 1 o'clock in the morning. They don't play music in the night. It's very simple. They take care of just being ordinary. They enjoy it because everything is available. In the cities, it's much more polluted because cities are not really for the humans, no? But here, people are so relaxed, so quiet. Everything is happening in a totally different speed. So that's why I wanted you, maybe some of you start observing a different way. And then it helps when you see it, when you sense it, when you have an experience of it. So I'm very happy that you enjoyed my dessert. Beloved Guruji, thank you for bringing us to Thailand for this beautiful retreat. The energy of the Buddha that you are sharing with us is so beautiful, and it gives me the feeling of the timeless, as if we were always here with Buddha. I want to apologize from the deepest of my heart for being in a way hiding from you and never having the courage to tell you what was and is going on with me, and for never having the courage to really ask you if the process I was going through with Vimal was from my head or from my heart. I was afraid to hear the truth, and I don't know what it is. Yes, this is what, from the first day, Sugandhi, I remind you, without courage, nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. You have to have the courage. You have to take a risk. No, everything is available, but this is how we missed. And you can miss for year after year after year, for 10 years, 20 years, lifetimes. No? It's always nice to be next to the fire, no? But you have to transform, you have to use that insight that is available. How can the master, even if you are with the Buddha, how can he give you anything if you don't have the courage to stand up and ask questions? And that's why you still don't know, because you haven't faced it. And I was wondering, how long will it take? But I'm used to it also. And it cannot happen before it happens. You have to come to a certain place. No, in the retreat, again, you go a little deeper. Then you realize you cannot hide. It's painful to hide. What is there to hide for? It's just stupid. I'm here teaching you just to be open and free. And you are sitting in a prison. Sooner or later, it will dawn on you. And you missed many, many chances. It is so hard to take that courage. I just know that all this brings me to the point of remembering what is the most valuable in my life. I need to come home, beloved, and stop running from myself. Yes, you can only stop running when you're really tired of running. And that's another thing, what is Babaji telling you again and again? This is a place to stop. This is a place to stop. What better place to stop? In that stopping, before you realize you want to stop, you are longing to stop, you are longing to come home, you are longing to go deeper. Running means going somewhere. And I say, it's nowhere to go. But the running is such an old habit that even if you are listening to me day in and day out, you go on running. What can I do? What can I do? It reminds me what Kabir said. What can a master do if the collar won't stick? If the cloth is dirty, how can the collar stick? The master can dye you in the most beautiful color. The most beautiful color he can dye you into. But the cloth has to be clean. If the cloth is already just a mishmash of many colors, it will come out very strange. Your work is to clean yourself. Then the master's job is very easy. Hmm? For now, to go in is scary. I mostly find old ghosts, restlessness, failure, plans, remembrances of good times, guilt, and on. So my first impulse, beloved, is to escape from myself, to dramatize. Dramatize, that you are very good, no? If anybody wants to learn the art of dramatization, go to Sugandhi. I think I'm going to start different sections, departments to go to. Dramatization, the guilt department, fear, projections, the arrogant people, if you want to have a diploma in that. But for what? Even here with me, you go on playing these games. In being involved in your own dramas. You have to stop dramatize. You have to stop all these things, the restlessness. You have to stop everything if you want to come back to yourself. That is what Kabir says. How can the color stick if the cloth is dirty? You have to do an effort for it. It's available. But you have to take responsibility, which you haven't done yet. And that's the problem. But you are telling us to go in. Yes, that's what I'm telling you all the time. You are saying that there is much, much more than the mind inside. Yes, it is. And that's the courage, and that's the trust that you, in spite of your tricky mind, you listen to me. Sooner or later, you will go deeper than that layer of mind. Is guaranteed, because you are much, much bigger than the mind. When you come into your own reality, back to yourself, you will laugh, because the mind in reality is just a thin layer of the ocean, and that's where you're functioning. And you have the whole ocean underneath you, in your depth. It's vast. It goes as deep as Mount Everest goes up, 30,000 feet. And you are functioning in 2 inches on the top. Hello. It's mysteries and mysteries in the depth. But you have to be courageous. You have to face the darkness. But in that darkness, you can play with the dolphins, and you can ride the whales, and you see magical things that nobody has seen, that you cannot talk about when you come up again. Bloop, 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 bloop. Nobody understands. Because you are used to being just on the surface. And you are afraid to go in. That's why you have to trust me more than yourself. Not your true self. Then you will understand. When you come back to your true self, you will understand. But your little stupid I, like Nandika said, you have to trust me more than that stupid, arrogant I. I love you, beloved. Sweet, sweet Guruji. Thank you for all that you are, for all that you share. Kisses and flowers on your feet. Your Sugandhi. Yes, Sugandhi. I'm happy that you're coming out now, standing up for it. Because you were many times around me, but you were missing out. And when I see that you are sitting in the dessert, in the smorgasbord, and you are not really eating, Then what's the point then? Then you have to go out and starve because you are not available for what is really being served. So that's the thing. If you don't get the easy way, you have to understand the other way. You have to have a longing then. You cannot bring your bad manners into my table. It doesn't work. It will be confrontation then, if you don't behave. Like Buddha said, you have to behave good. You have to fit in. If you want to have dinner, dessert with the Buddha, you have to behave. So this is how it is. People can take things for granted, but they are not really worth it. They haven't cleaned their cloth yet. So now, you are in a dilemma, and I am also in a dilemma, because Sugandhi, she is known, she can organize anything and everybody except herself. And many people have this, they are very good to organize other people, but they cannot organize themselves. Or they can look very good at other people, like a good therapist, but they cannot look at themselves. Even psychic people, they can very look at other people, but they cannot look at themselves. But you have to look at yourself. You first have to clean yourself. So now, stop organizing everybody else and organize yourself first. Been waiting for that for 10 years that you just have to see. And you have to be clean. If you're going to be around me, you have to be in tune, no? You cannot hide and you cannot be afraid for any thing that I'm saying, no? Just one thing I told Nandika and she worked very good. If I tell one thing which can take very long time and not everybody I can tell to, then, by chance, you get some clear teaching message. And then if you resist, what can I do then? Still you don't want to look at yourself. Still you project and dramatize. Still you are in denial and still you are tight. What can a master do, says Kabir, if the collar won't stick, if the cloth is dirty? How can the collar stick? Do your cleaning and then everything is available instantly. Instantly, if you are receptive, is happening. If you are ready, if you have understood that this is what you are longing for. This you saw this morning with Jan. Something in he always longing, but he doesn't know what. No, I got through that denseness. No, everything is clear. Then it's just peace, ecstasy. Hey, Pudya. Good to see you again, no? You've been roaming around the world a bit now. You're good at that. But now you also see that you've grown further apart, spending time with people I can't relate to, who doesn't understand me or indulge in activities I know rather pass on. Coming back here to you and back in satsang with the Sangha has been so beautiful, and I feel like a lost child who made it home into my mother's arms again. Yes, but this we cannot know before we have tried the world. And the more intelligent you are and the more totally you live, the quicker you will see that. that all those things of the world, it doesn't matter. What matters is to have peace, is to have intimacy, is to have friends, is to feel at home. That's what I mean by follow your heart, no? Your heart knows where it feels good, where you can just be yourself. No games, no dramas, no trips, nothing you should do, nothing you should become, nothing you should be involved with that people expect you should do that you don't want to. That's what I mean. You have to come back to find your own heart, to be strong in spirit. Otherwise, you will never make it. You have to be very strong to not be influenced and polluted by your surroundings. That's why people always gone to ashrams, to Buddha fields, to communes, to masters, because they see that the world is just a mess. I want peace. Then you want to be with people who are also longing for that peace. Not that you don't find trips, because even here you find trips, you see all the time. Dramas and trips and jealousies and all this. But it's in much smaller doses and you can see it, no? You can see it and then you can remind people also, hey, that's not why we are here. In the world, nobody reminds you, you know? Nobody has the clarity to see true things. So that's why they can go on forever. Please, beloved, can you talk about how to maintain the balance between your true being and the connection with the other human beings? With unconditional love from Pooja. When you are in your true being, you are connected. You are connected to other beings. But that doesn't mean that you are connected to their surface. When you are in your true being, anybody who is in their heart, in the true being, in the spirit, in the truth, is connected with the truth. That means you are always connected to other beings, but true beings. You are not connected to the false. To be connected to the false, you have to be the false. And that is your dilemma, because you had a taste of being real. You have a taste of being with me, who feeling the peace. But you also have the experience of the outside, where all the games is happening. So you can change. And when you come back, you will be very happy. You will start understanding. You will see how things are. But that doesn't mean that anybody else have changed. That's why on this journey, for most people, they will have to break up the past. Because you will be more interested in people who are interested in this, in the real. And if people from the past, or families, or friends, or whatever, is not going there, the gap will be bigger and bigger. Till one day it's lost. Because it becomes more and more clear, you want to be with people who also wants to be real. Till you are totally real, then you only deal with the real. You don't even have time for the unreal. If you are the other way, if you are totally lost, you have only time for the unreal. This is just like they said, the journey is from darkness to light. It's the same thing. Ordinary people are totally lost in the world. They have no contact with the true being. When you find your true being, then you hardly have any. You can function in the world, but it doesn't disturb you because you know. And then, even if you want to touch other people, if you want to have a connection, they are not sensitive enough to get that because they are only used to meeting on the surface. With you know is pointless anyways. So anybody who wants to get more in touch with themselves or with the guru has to rise. It's the only way. You have to rise from the false to the real. You have to live more and more clean, true. It's the only way. It is an effort because you are rising. To go downhill is effortless. That's why everybody is happy rolling downhill. That is unconscious. To go up, it takes energy, it takes effort. And the higher you go, the less people you see around. Only very few people reach the top. No? But the view is totally different than down in the valley. Totally different. But you have to have effort to go there. So, if you are in your true self, in your real self, there is no separation because you know everybody is from the same. But that doesn't help anybody because everybody has to realize for themselves. So for you, there is no difference. But for people, there is a big difference because they see you. You can only see others as you see yourself. So this is the dilemma you have, Pujo. Because you are used to connect in the ordinary way, but then you cannot really connect in the depth. And your heart, your soul, is longing to connect deeper, which you feel here. And the only way is to find and be more and more with people who also can connect from that space. Because then that space gets nourished in you. Otherwise, the shallow, the games, your surface, that will get stronger. It's a relearning because nobody teaches us this. No school, no family, nobody teaches us how to be real. Everybody is feeding to become something, to be better in school. Haven't you heard that, like, the parents say, "Oh, I'm so disappointed in you." Hello? What is that to hear for an innocent child? "I'm so disappointed in you. You didn't make good grades. You didn't become what I always wanted you to become." If you come back to yourself, it's very difficult to have a connection with that. Even your own family, because this has nothing to do with family. Which I told you, my beloved Nisargadatta said, that I love people who is longing for truth, who is longing to come home. Why? Because that's why I'm here. The Master is here for those who are longing to come home. He's not for the masses. And he said, I love them more than I love my own family. I love them more than I love my own children. and that is the truth. But who will say that truth? Only an enlightened person. Otherwise, you're playing the games. Even more than my own children, and that's the truth, because it's somebody longing for truth to come home, and the master is for those, not for the masses. Beloved, today in satsang my heart opened up and the tears has been streaming all day. Tears of happiness and relief that I can still feel. Thank you, beloved. There are no words in describing how much I love you. I want to just keep melting until there is nothing but an endless stream of beautiful tears and bliss and understanding, full of gratitude and serenity at your feet, puja. That is my puja. And that is the right way, the only way you will get that true understanding. Just melting. That is the only way to come home. To be established in your true heart, your true being, is to melt and relax. And let the tears pour out of love, out of gratitude. No, it's so nice there. Yeah? And then we have to go home. What is this kind of thing? You see, wherever we are, who cares? Huh? No, you have forgotten tile and everything. That's what I want to show you. It's a different place. No? Who cares where we are? We can have fun outside and inside, but this is the real value, no? Then it doesn't matter where you are. Beloved Master, thank you so much for bringing us to this adventure. Being here has been so nourishing in many ways. I had a longing to visit this country for some time now. And what better way to do that than together with you? Sitting with you is always the greatest gift of my life, and by your grace my eyes are cleansed and my heart beats in the moment with a peaceful rhythm. It is amazing to see who I am when there is no pretending, nor trying to prove anything or show any cleverness, a silent conviction of resting as awareness is the only way to live. And again, I come back to that. That's what's happening when you sit here, Giri. Otherwise, you know how it is to forget, then you're far away. It's a fine line sometimes to get lost, no? The path is very narrow. You have to really take it in to your heart, what you are saying here, to become steady. So your own being knows this is the truth. So you don't waver. Be steady. They say the path is like a razor's edge, no? You have to be total there. Pain, sadness, and comparison had become good friends, exposing the shape of the ego and also the doorway to come back to the real, where there is no such separation, only friendliness. This is where you really have to embrace this understanding, this seeing. There is no separation, only friendliness. There is no pain, there is only peace. Don't get involved with the pain, with the separation. My only longing is to walk, breathe, and be the truth you are sharing with us. In love and gratefulness, forever at your feet, Giri. Good Giri. No, this is what's happening. No, people connect again now. Then you know. And if you don't know, you don't know, no? That is the beautiful thing. When you don't know, you're all, oh yeah, maybe, But when you know, you know. No bullshit. No, many people have written me. No, they remember. No, they connect, no? Vibhoda also asks, what is the way to gain more trust? What is the way to gain more trust? There is no way. There's no way, it's only now. That is the way, the no way of the way. You cannot think about these things with your mind. What is the way? The way is going somewhere. No, it's now. And what is the way? The way is to go in to understand yourself more. Where you are far away from all your images, all your pain, all your dramas, and just resting in your own being. That is the way. It's so simple, it's so easy, and that's why you miss it. And that's what's happening here. Slowly, slowly you're coming back to that. Then you are happy. Then you want to go deeper. Then you know what you want. Otherwise, it's so many things that you never know what you want. But your heart, your being always knows. And then there is a relief. Because now you are again connected to the real. That is the true strength. And realizing that, more and more, becoming that, you become unshakable. Then you yourself become the way. The only way is to find more and more trust in yourself, to come back. It's not outside you, it is in you. The more you understand, the more you see, the more you realize, the more trust you will have. If you are very shallow, no trust. If you are very, very deep, only trust. If you are totally in yourself, there is only trust. Unshakable trust, unshakable love, unshakable silence. Many people wrote also. Tangam also wrote that again he was touched by this space. Yes, that's what I'm trying. Slowly, slowly you coming back. No, I feel, no, it's very nice now. I can talk more clear, just nice. But you have to be in that space. Many times it is like that. After 2 weeks done, we, no, it's, why, no. Okay, let's go to Brasil. Just a few flights with bad coffee, eh? It's no problem. Beloved Babaji, I just have to share. Thailand is amazing. I'm in love with the people, with the elephants, with nature, with the dance of the leaves falling from the trees when the wind touches them. I'm loving to be traveling alone, loving the new challenges, the beautiful landscapes. But what I love the most is to sit at your feet. Being in your presence is the best gift in the whole universe. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for this beautiful life with you. I love you. Yours, Chai, Nani. Happy family. Beloved Babaji, son of love, even if it's not possible to put it into words, this gratitude is overflowing. Each moment in your presence is a deep dive into the ocean of love and silence. As the trust grows, I realize that the courage is just to forget everything. You got it. The real trust is to forget everything. To forget yourself. And then, in your beautiful words, becoming everything is your voice, the only sound that there is, and your eyes the source of light. Losing myself, I can be in you. That is what love is, no? And what is more delicious than to melt, disappear in love? Losing myself, I can be in you. In your endless compassion, you devote your life to that. You devote your life to that. Yes. What a pretension it is to think that we are serving you. When you serve us, all this wonder, this enchantment, this mystery of life itself. How can I thank you, beloved? I can just dedicate everything to this great adventure. That is my only wish. Love, love, and love. Yours, Sianna. I'm very happy because I feel that you are in that space, in yourself. You have had eaten my dessert and you enjoy it. Then the cook is very happy. May everybody be happy. Aum Shanti.
Sat Naam Vaheguru. धन श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब जी,
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 धन श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब
जी, मेरे सतगुरु जी कृपा करो, मेरे सतगुरु
everybody be happy. The unborn, the born, the dead.
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ, ਹੇ ਨਿਰੰਕਾਰ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਿਮਾਣਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਣ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਹੋ, ਮੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਜਪ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕੋਈ ਤਪ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਸ ਦਾ ਵਾਸਤਾ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕਵਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਤਾਰ
ਦੇ। Now that bug is ready to come out.
ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਗੁਨਾਹ
ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ। Yeah, sounds like fun, huh? That's good.
ਜਿਤਨੇ ਸਰੀਰ ਦੇ ਰੋਮ ਹਨ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ
ਕਈ। I don't think you will have much resistance there now.
ਇਹ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੇ
ਸਿੱਖ ਨੇ ਕਮਾਲ ਹੈ ਆਉਤ
ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਵੇਲੇ ਜਾਗ ਕੇ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਨਿਤਨੇਮ ਕਰਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਤੇ ਟਹਿ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ। ਮਤੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਜਪ ਤਪ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਭਜਨ ਪੁੰਨ ਦਾਨ ਦਾ ਮਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਹੰਕਾਰ ਨਾ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਸੁਮਤੀ ਬਖਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਗੁਰੂ ਕੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਆਪਣਾ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਵੀ, ਸਾਸ ਗ੍ਰਾਸ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਕੇ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਕਰ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਗੁਣ ਅਵਗੁਣ ਨਾ ਵਿਚਾਰੋ ਕੋਈ, ਇੱਕ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਉੱਥੇ ਨਾਮ ਟਿਕ ਜਾਵੇਗਾ। ਨਾਮ ਕੂਚ ਕਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਅਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਭਗਤੀ ਦਾ, ਦਾਨ ਪੁੰਨ ਦਾ, ਸ਼ੁਭ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ। ਕਿਰਪਾ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਮੰਗਦੀ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਮੰਗਣ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ, ਤੂੰ ਨੀਵਾਂ ਹੋ ਜਾ ਤੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਆਪੇ ਤੁਰ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ। ਆਪ ਵੇਖਦੇ ਹੋ ਕਿਤਨੀ ਮੋਹਲੇਧਾਰ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਪਰ ਜੋ ਉੱਚੇ ਥਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹਨ ਉਹ ਸੁੱਕੇ ਹੀ ਰਹਿ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਨ ਅਤੇ ਨੀਵੀਆਂ ਥਾਵਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਭੱਜਿਆ ਆਉਂਦਾ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਭਾਈ ਜੇ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਧਾਰਨ ਕਰੇਗਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਆਪੇ ਹੀ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ। ਸੇਵਾ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਸਾਸ ਗ੍ਰਾਸ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦਿਆਂ ਹੋਇਆਂ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਅਰਦਾਸ ਏ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ, ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ,
ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ, ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ,
ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰੋ।
ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ।
करो,
मेरे सतगुरु जी कृपा करो, मेरे सतगुरु जी कृपा करो।
इस लई कृपा दी दात मंगदे हां कि साढ़े जप तप वड़े नहीं हन, पुन दान वड़े नहीं हन, हे निरंकार तेरे दिते हुए बेअंत खजाने विचों जे तिल मात्र अशी देवी दिता तैनू तां की दिता है। तू जुगा जुगंतर सानू देंदा आ रहे हैं, अशी अखिरत घन हाँ जो तेरा शुकराना भी नहीं कर सकते। एक सत पुरश सास ग्रास भगती करन वाला महापुरख जदों आके संसार वल नजर मारी वेख्या कि हर मनुख धर्म अस्थान ते कोई मस्जिद विच जा रहा है, कोई मंदिर विच जा रहा है, कोई गुरु के घर विच गुरुद्वारे जा रहा है, हर मनुख जाके कोई ना कोई वस्तु दान पुन कर रहे हैं। इस प्यार वाले ने हाथ जोड़ ले सत्संग विच आके, हे निरंकार हे वाहिगुरु, आ जो कुछ संसार तैनू दे रहा है ये तेरे दिते हुए विचों दे रहा है, ते जो मैं तैनू देन आया ओ तेरा नहीं दिता होया, ओ मेरा है, ओ तैं नहीं दिता, ओ मेरा है। हे निरंकार तू सारिया नू देंदा है ते ओदे विच्चों तिल फुल हर एक मनुख तेरी भेटा करदा है, पर मैं तैनू तेरे दिते हुए विच्चों नहीं दे रहा। मैं तो रोम रोम गुनाहगार हाँ, पापी हाँ, ये गुनाह जितने भी हैं मेरे अपने किते हुए हैं, ते मैं तैनू ये गुनाह पेट चढ़ा रहा हाँ। उच्चारण करो श्री इसलिए तू दया दा सागर है, तू बख्शिश दा समुंदर है, जे मेरे गुनाह दे दो चार बेड़े तेरे विच डुब भी गए तो तैनू की फर्क पवेगा। समुंदर विच दो चार बेड़े डुब जान समुंदर नू कोई फर्क नहीं पैंदा। इसलिए मैं तैनू जो देन आया ना वह मेरा है, ते मेरे हन गुनाह। हे निरंकार ये गुनाह दी पंड मैं तेरी भेंट करके करदा हाँ अरदास, मेरे सतगुरु जी कृपा करो, मेरे सतगुरु जी कृपा करो,
मेरे सतगुरु जी कृपा करो, मेरे सतगुरु
सिंह जी महाराज एक बचन सुनाया करते सन कि किवें गुरु के सिख नूं हर वेले निम्रता विच रहना चाहिए है। किसे जप तप सिमरन भजन दा गुरु कोलों इवजाना नहीं मंगना, उदी बख्शिश मंगनी है। आप बचन करया करते सन महापुरखां दे उचारण कीते हुए बचन, भावें इतिहासिक होन भावें मिथिहासिक होन, जग्यासु नू सीधे रस्ते पाण लई और जल्दी समझ आ जावे समझाउण लई महापुरख करदे हन। एक तपस्वी ने एक वड्डी शिला ते बह के 100 वर्ष तप कीता।